Hi there, I'm going to answer your personalized question. First, I'm going to read your question and then I'll give you an answer. I'd like something about how long I've tried this. Remember, I'm 60 and I started at around 30 on this path to recovery with 3 resets after a year and a half. I need to know that it's possible. I guess I need some hope. Yeah, on the idea of hope, you know, I think if you can stand where you are now and you can see the way to get there, you can see where you are now and you can look forward and see the new you over there, then it's just a matter of finding a path between here and there. Because there's lots of people who can't picture the future version, which makes it harder to move along a path when you don't even really know what direction you're going in. And there's some people who rely on others for pointing out the path because they can't see the path and they don't know where they're going. But I don't think your age has anything to do with it, because there are special challenges for everybody. And I think to put us into little tiny categories and make it seem like it's harder or easier is unfair. Because if you're 28 and you are at university where everyone drinks and it's normal to drink and you just fell down the stairs from drinking and you're emailing me saying, how can I manage my life but not give up the alcohol? That person has a completely different set of challenges that you can't say are harder or easier than yours. Because you know what? It's hard to quit drinking no matter where you are. But if you have been trying for 30 years, started on the path to recovery 30 years ago, then my guess, not knowing all of your backstory with all of the chronology and all of the details, I mean, I know some of it, but to give a sort of broad general answer, my guess is that you've tried things, and when you didn't get instantaneous results, you hopped to the next thing, and then you bought a class from somebody else, and then you ordered a personalized audio from me, and then you tried something else, and then you did something else, and then you did something else, instead of layering. Because we think that there is a pill. We think that there's a shiny object that will solve it, especially if we have issues with anxiety, especially if we have issues with OCD. We look for something else that is going to be the solution. Because, my God, we hate being told that not only is it a process, but it's a process of layering the blankets on the bed. If you're cold, which is drinking, and you would like to be warm, which is sober, then you don't put a blanket on the bed, and when it doesn't work, kick off the blanket and pull on a second blanket, and then kick that off and try a third blanket. What you do is you keep number one and you add number two, and then you add number three, because eventually you will get